Although Massachusetts has one of the highest coronavirus vaccination rates in the country, Hampden County in Western Mass has the lowest rate in the state. There are also major racial and ethnic disparities among who's getting the shot there. Health departments are focused on making the vaccine as visible and as convenient as possible for hard-to-reach populations, but often that's not enough. Here's reporter Karen Brown.
On a recent afternoon outside the Boys and Girls Club in Chicopee, a sound system plays festive music under a tent next to a large parked bus that says COVID-19 vaccine.
La vacuna, COVID.
Three volunteers are holding signs near the road, calling out to passing cars, with the hope they will decide to turn into the parking lot. It looks a little like a car wash fundraiser.
La vacuna.
This is an effort by several health organizations to bring the vaccine where it's needed the most. The seats on the bus have been removed to make room for four vaccination wells where nurses give the shots. Zaida Luna is one of the site supervisors.
You know, we stand up on the sidewalk and wave so people know what we're here. And if they do come, oh, do I need an appointment? Oh, I don't have an ID. I says, you don't need an appointment. You don't need no ID. You can just get it right now.
Earlier this year, the vaccine was hard to come by, even for the most motivated. But now, appointments are relatively easy to get at pharmacies, clinics, or mass vaccination sites. Still, many people are not getting them, especially people of color. According to recent state data, Black and Hispanic residents in several Hampden County cities are getting vaccinated at significantly lower rates than white people. In some places, the Hispanic vaccination rate is even less than half.
So as we're finding more and more people already got their shots, we're trying to identify those who have not gotten it and then figuring out why they haven't.
Jay Brinus is executive director of the Holyoke Health Center, which is staffing the buses in partnership with Tufts Health Plan. While Brinus says the low-income patients of the health center are his priority, the goal is vaccinating everyone in the community.
If I take care of half the people in Holyoke, I still want to get the other half vaccinated because if they get the virus, they can give it to my patient.
Health worker Zaida Luna says her outreach staff has had to be creative getting the word out about the vaccine bus, going door to door in largely Hispanic neighborhoods.
They get so happy. Oh, thank you for being here, bringing this information, because I wasn't sure. I haven't heard a lot about it, even though it's everywhere. Some people, they just don't look at the news.
When her workers go to public housing complexes, though, sometimes the lobby is locked. In those cases, Luna says, they'll press on the buzzer for individual apartments and wait until someone picks up.
And, you know, just by talking to them in the intercom, we can give them information at least if we can't go in. Sometimes we have to spend a little bit of time with some people just to let them know what we hear, why it's good.
Over the past few weeks, she says the number of people coming to the mobile clinics has dropped, even though the majority of those communities are still unvaccinated. And some health leaders say the next phase will likely come down to convincing vaccine skeptics.
Yeah, I'm still nervous a little bit about it.
Maritza Caban was among those who had to be convinced to come to the vaccine bus, even though she works at the Holyoke Health Center.
I just feel like it's just too soon. Too soon. It just came out. Not sure what may or may not happen.
She says her husband, who is also nervous, had finally persuaded her they should both get the shot so they can travel and see her grandmother. Plus, a colleague of hers recently got COVID, and she doesn't want to expose her family to the virus.
Now I have a one-year-old, so kind of looking out, thinking more for him than for myself.
Israel Diaz-Moulier is a worker at the mobile clinic. He's hoping that the more people who were once skeptical get their shots, the more their friends and family will follow.
It's the person that didn't want, was negative to get the shot, this person probably convinced him to come in. And then those people that were with in that kind of group, the confidence comes to them.
Even Moulier himself was squeamish at first.
Not the vaccine, just the needles, but it just go away. It's just the one pinch.
The vaccine bus is only going to Holyoke and Chicopee, although Springfield is also lagging in vaccination rates. At a recent press conference, Springfield Health Commissioner Helen Calton Harris said the city is working with Bay State Medical Center to set up clinics in hard-to-reach neighborhoods, including at churches and cultural centers.
Everyone across the nation is experiencing a slowdown in vaccinations, and so smaller clinics may be the future for us.
Jay Brynas says the Holyoke Health Center expects to keep sending the bus around for another 4 or 5 weeks, but he says they may have to get more creative in their promotion. The center is planning to hold informational meetings on the vaccine safety in Spanish, which he hopes will engender trust among many Hispanic people. And eventually, they hope to offer more vaccine clinics at the public schools and encourage students to bring their whole family. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.